You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Could I interest you to buy dirt?
No.
Not yet. Maybe.
What about buy a ring, take a knee, hit the ground?
Okay, now I'm back.
Okay. With Luke Bryan coming to Prairie Grove tomorrow with his farm tour, we thought, hey, what better way than to do a little AI versus Austin where we come up with some sales pitches for dirt. Just a reminder, we will be at a halftime bar and grill ahead of the Luke Bryan farm tour tomorrow night, 4 to 5:30. Hope to see you out there, whether you're going to the show or not. That is halftime bar and grill in Johnsburg. But guys, I've got a couple of sales pitches. One that was come up with AI, one that was come up by me.
Okay.
I'm going to play these for you. All you have to do is tell me which one you would probably be more prone to buy dirt from.
Okay.
All right.
We'll start with dirt sales pitch number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, forget iPhones, forget electric cars, forget AI. The hottest new product of the year is dirt. Revolutionary? Not exactly. But practical? Absolutely. Want to build a house? Dirt. Want to cover that weird hole in your yard? Dirt. Want to bury a dead body?
What?
Dirt. Unlike crypto, dirt will never crash.
Wait.
It's stable, reliable, and if you drop it, it just becomes more dirt. Order now, and we'll throw in a second handful, absolutely free. Dirt. Because sometimes the best stuff is just stuff. Like dirt.
So okay.
I liked it, because I do think we rely a lot on technology, and we're bringing dirt back to its roots.
Sure.
Pun intended. But here's my issue. The dead body.
Yeah, that one threw me for a loop.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to buy from a salesman who's bringing up a dead body.
Especially covering up the dead body
exactly.
with dirt.
Exactly.
You never know you'll be in that situation until you're in it, right?
That's fair. Okay, what about number two?
Here's sales pitch number two for dirt. One of these was written by AI. One of these was written by me, Austin.
Why spend thousands on fancy countertops, high-end sneakers, or a trip to Istanbul when you can have dirt? That's right, dirt. It's natural, organic, gluten-free, and comes in a wide variety of shades, ranging from dusty brown to slightly dustier brown. Need a hobby? Grow plants in your dirt. Need a stress ball? Grab a handful. Need a conversation starter? Just say, hey, check out my dirt. It's the product that has been under your feet this whole time. And guess what? Now you can own it. Buy dirt. It's literally the ground floor of any investment. Just ask Jordan and Luke. Available now for a limited time until the world ends. And even maybe still then afterwards, it'll be around. Dirt!
Okay.
This one's easy for me.
I'm going to say, and I think we're going to agree, because at least for number two for me, you gave me reasons to buy dirt. You gave me reasons to use dirt. I now know what I'm going to do with the dirt, besides the dead body example. That was, just,
that was super weird.
That threw me off.
Like
I didn't
that
love
either.
That at all. So I want to go with number two. What do you think, Melissa?
Oh, I also, number two is the one that really made me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, anytime you can throw in an Istanbul comment.
Ugh. Yeah, that's true.
You won over Mel.
Yeah, right. You did. You've won me over. I love it. So I'm also picking number two.
All right. Was number two AI or Austin? It was Austin.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
I know AI has won a couple of times.
Yeah.
But this one, you killed it. Like, AI, no.
You killed it so great. Now I know what I'm going to use the dirt for.
Yeah, I can bury it. Yeah, we see? Again, like I said, you never know until you know. Let's play some ones.
Gotta.
Go.
One's gotta go, of course, powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Zzzt. Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. Send us a couple of options that you think are difficult to pick between, and we're going to tell you which one's got to go. And let me just say, you better make them good, because the text line is already popping off. Joining us today is our dear friends. Oh, my goodness. Look who it is.
Who is it?
It's Grace and Frankie from Jefferson Park.
Good morning. Hi. Good morning.
Grace and Frankie sounds like a TV show on Netflix.
Wasn't that called Frankie and Grace?
Yes.
Grace,
okay, that's
Frankie,
why I'm saying,
right?
That. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, let's get going with One's Gotta Go.
Okay, from a 312 texter, One's Gotta Go, having to use hot sauce for toothpaste or pickle juice for face wash. Grace and Frankie, which one's gotta go?
Which one, Frankie? Toothpaste for hot sauce, gotta go.
Gotta go. Okay, that's fair. You don't like the burn. Austin?
Same. I don't like hot sauce on anything, let alone, especially not my teeth. Pickle juice, as a face, like, I might actually even try that, just willy-nilly. Ugh,
you already smell enough. Melissa?
I'll say hot sauce. I'm going to keep it, and the pickle juice has got to go. I just want to eat pickles. I don't want to put them on my face. I'm a pickle girl.
You're a pickle girl.
Pickle girl?
That's weird. I don't love that.
Okay, next one from a 630 texter. One's gotta go. A personal chef or a personal maid? Grace and Frankie, which one's gotta go?
Ooh, that's a hard one. So one has to go.
One has to go.
The chef, because we love to cook, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Melissa?
I'm getting rid of cooking.
So the chef's got to go. You're going to keep the maid?
The chef's got to go. I'm going to keep the maid.
Okay.
I can buy pre-made meals. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
But nobody else is going to clean my house but me. And if I have the maid, I'm taking it.
Austin?
I absolutely hate agreeing with you. But yeah, the maid can do my laundry, which is the biggest thing for me.
Yeah.
Honestly, if the maid only did my laundry, I'm okay with that.
Okay, Grace and Frankie, you just talked about how much you love cooking. So I'm curious. One's got to go. Cooking or playing One's Got to Go with Melissa and Austin?
Oh, my God.
Which one's got to go?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Gosh, they both taste delicious.
This is tough.
Oh, my God.
We can't be mean on our first time talking to you guys. So go. Frankie says cooking.
Oh, cooking. Oh,
got it. That's what I'm saying. Woo. It's a great day.
Melissa.
Austin.
Let's get to some great news.
It is time for the Great at Eight, brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me, you will also feel great. Visit feelgreatillinois.com. And it's a great day to be alive. I know
the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. Tracy and Berwyn.
What's your great news?
I got a new car.
Oh, hey.
Man.
It's like Price is Right.
I'm your favorite Uber driver.
Oh, come on, Tracy.
Oh, and you're an Uber driver?
Yeah. We talked a lot, Melissa.
Yeah, what? Come on, Melissa.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
We give her five stars.
We talked a lot. We have talked about me being the Uber driver that you guys had to watch your accounts about and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Right. Shame on
and
me.
And I called you guys. And Melissa, you told me you tip well. So I'm really excited to get you in my car.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm really excited to get you in my car. But yeah, so I got a 2020 Lincoln MKZ.
Ooh.
You got a Lincoln? You're going to Uber in a Lincoln?
Yep.
Wow.
It's a hybrid.
I'll be honest. Sometimes I tip better when the car is nicer for Uber drivers.
Absolutely, people do.
Yeah.
I've gotten way better tips since I got this car.
Ooh, are you serious? Do you leave like goodies in the back, like mints or water or anything like that?
Girl, I have a whole setup in my passenger seat.
Really?
Whatever you need, I got. I got cleaners. I got mints. gum, water, everything. Anything that you need, I got.
Is this a full-time gig for you?
Full-time, absolutely.
Okay. Can I be nosy?
Yeah.
Does it pay well?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, how well?
I mean, if she's dropping coin for a Lincoln,
that's what I think.
I mean, I made $71,000 last year.
Good for you.
Wow. Oh, I am Tracy. So impressed. That's amazing.
It is. It's so much fun.
Oh.
It is so much fun. Friday, I went to Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah, cool. Oh, that had to pay well.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it did. $300.
Wow.
Dang.
$300, well, in a day. That's... Well, that made my day like $500 because I was already, at $200.
Yeah, right.
No kidding.
Well, Tracy, listen, congratulations. We're super happy for you and love that you got a new whip for the job.
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Now I just have to go to the car wash and wash all the bugs off from Toledo.
Yeah, right.
That's all right. You'll get her done.
Well, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Well, you guys have a wonderful morning.
You too,
Trace.
Melissa.
Austin.
Helping out family is fun, except for maybe when it goes too far. That's what our friend Carolina in Frankfurt is dealing with today. Carolina, what's going on?
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call. So, listen, I just want to know if I'm being crazy here or selfish. My sister just had a baby, and she keeps asking me to babysit for free. And, like, I love my niece, right? Like, it's not that at all. But it's just become more and more often,
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes it's like once a week that they're like, we've got to get our date night in. Sometimes it's every other week, sometimes twice a week. And I think it's just like, it's just that it's been going on for about 3 months and it doesn't feel like appreciated. It feels expected. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right,
oh yeah,
right.
Totally.
Yeah. So I adore my niece, but I feel like I'm being a little taken advantage of here. And so I don't really know how to say no without them, labeling me the selfish aunt.
Yeah.
Sure. This is so hard because I feel like some sisters might just want to do it all the time and other people work and they're busy and they have a social life and that's just not their thing.
Well, and it's easy with family to take advantage of things like this, like where there's maybe not necessarily boundaries put up. I do think those boundaries are important because right now you are being taken advantage of.
You think that asking that much is taking advantage once a week?
I think probably the tone in which it is asked. Carolina, you said that you feel like it's almost like expected of.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, hey, we're going to, so come over this
Yeah.
night.
So,
oh, really?
So that right there,
oh,
that is a, like it, even if it's just in appearance alone, like you need to at least ask.
I didn't know. I thought she was asking you and you just felt guilty and you were just saying yes. Clearly that makes a huge difference, telling somebody they need to as opposed to asking them if they will do it.
Yeah.
What do you think would be a fair amount of free babysitting time?
I mean, I think it varies. I think I just want to be, asked in a real non-guilt-ridden way. And I want it to be allowed for me to say like, oh, I have something going on, and not feel like I'm going to be guilted. Like, oh, so you don't want to see your niece grow up,
Ew, God, that's awful. I think you could get ahead of this and every week just tell them that you're busy. Go, I just don't have any time this week or the next week. And then when you know maybe you have like a very free open week that you could say the fourth week of September, I'll be available this day and this day if you need me. And that way you're giving them your open days.
Yeah.
And if it fits into their schedule, great. And if it doesn't, then too bad.
And then I'm keeping it positive, too, by saying, like, these are the days that I'm available and I'd love to hang out with my niece, right?
Exactly.
And then you can assume that the other ones are not available.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you, guys. I really appreciate being able to talk through it.
Yeah, no, of course. That's exactly what we are here for. And we want to thank you for reaching out to us for Dear Melissa and Austin.
Thanks so much.
Good luck. If you need advice, feel free to email me, Melissa at us99.com or Austin at us99.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now, Melissa works in a very male-dominated show. She is surrounded by dudes, unfortunately.
Every day, all day.
But not anymore, because right now, Melissa, we gotta talk about the summer I turned pretty.
But this show is hot. Everybody's watching it, mostly women.
Hot in more ways than
more
one.
More ways than one.
Did you finish it last night, Austin?
I did not. So I am way behind, so no spoilers, please.
Oh, buddy.
Did you finish it?
Oh, did I finish it? We made it was appointment viewing in our home. That's all we did.
Melissa?
Nope, haven't started it.
I haven't even started it. I'm Melissa. Well, I love that, like, this is definitely a female-driven, like,
I know
it's
it
a
is.
Very, like, it's a show built for women.
For women, for sure. And I was, you guys know I was going to start it. I had a lot of drama-filled flea problems at home from Butch that I told you about.
Yeah.
And I have been cleaning the house like an insane person.
So I started this game late, so I've been trying to play catch up. Kyle, you've been watching it all the way through, right?
Yeah, and I think the one thing we can say about the show that is not a spoiler, I think if you've seen anything online, you understand it. It's just about a love triangle.
It is. It is.
Between a girl and these two brothers.
Yeah. Conrad and Jeremiah are the brothers,
mm-hmm.
and Belly is the girl. And they eat, there's this giant love triangle. Both the brothers love Belly. And Belly goes back and forth between Jeremiah and Conrad. And who does she pick at the end? I don't know. That was revealed last night. I didn't watch it yet, so I don't know.
I know.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything.
Well, you better not say anything.
I want to, but I won't.
No, you better not.
I want to.
But the topic of, like, love triangles is so interesting to me, right?
Yeah.
Because there's this, like, back and forth. Like, what do you do? Is the awkwardness of it. I am fascinated by love triangles.
Well, you're fascinated by drama.
Yeah, that is also true.
But I also don't think love triangles happen as much as this show makes it seem.
The summer I turned pretty?
Yeah, like as much as I love this love triangle and the thought of them, like I feel like people say love triangle,
yeah.
but they're not real. They don't actually happen.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like it might be more common than not.
Mm. I mean, they can happen between like sisters and liking the same guy.
Right.
Two
or
brothers.
Co-workers.
Liking
co-workers.
This girl that they grew up with.
Yeah, that they summer with every year. 312-946-4995. Were you in a love triangle or was or at least around one? 312-946-4995.
We're not going to get a call on this.
Yes, we are.
Not a chance.
If you were in a love triangle, you got to share the deets.
I know
share
it's happening
story.
Either work or neighbors or family.
312-946-4995. Unquote, Maria in Chicago.
Maria, were you involved in a love triangle?
Hypothetically, yeah.
Okay, what happened?
Okay.
The other female was not very happy because it was a married couple.
Oh.
Oh, so you got involved with a man who was married?
Yeah.
Okay, did you know the wife or and how did you meet him?
Yeah.
Oh, you knew the wife?
Well, not know her, but I knew of her.
Okay. How did you meet the guy?
Through friends.
Okay.
Okay.
And now, what ended up happening? Is the relationship still going on, or did it end? Is he still with her?
Yeah, he's
still with her. You know, you're like technically undercover right now, so it doesn't matter if you know, no one's going to know. You can just tell us what's going on.
I'm very cautious because of everything that's happened.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what happened?
The wife went and exposed everything.
Oh, she did. And how did she do that?
Yeah, publicly?
No, not publicly, but at a church.
At church?
Yep.
Oh, geez.
So it was semi-public.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So
how did it all come to an end?
That was it.
That was it? I mean, did he, like, never speak to you again, or did she confront you?
Yeah, yeah.
Which one?
She tried to confront me, but no.
Okay.
I'm not the one, no.
Mm-mm. All right.
And obviously he knew he was married, but you knew he was married when you first started the relationship, right?
No.
Oh, you didn't? So when did you find out that he was married?
About a year later.
A whole year? Oh, my gosh. Holy crap. Well, you know what? If you didn't know, that's not your fault.
But the wife still paints you as the bad guy.
Yes.
He's lying to his wife then.
Yeah. A lot of gaslighting going on there.
If that's the case.
For sure.
Well, it sounds like you're better off not being in that relationship anymore. It sounds like he's maybe not quite the catch.
And like I was telling Austin, some people will call in, some people won't, but they don't want everyone to know their business.
Of course.
Sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, thank you so much for the call. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling in and sharing your story, even anonymously and everything. Obviously, Maria from Chicago, not your real name or location.
Exactly.
We appreciate you opening up, seriously.
All right. Thank you.
The time is 8:35-ish, which means it is around 8:35, which means it is time for the 5 at 8:35. Joining us today are our dear friends Alexandra in Maryville and Jim in Villa Park. Alexandra, why don't you say hello to Jim?
Hello, Jim.
Hello, Alexandria.
Okay, guys, you are up for these incredible tickets to go see Keith Urban in a suite at the United Center. With the 5 at 8:35, we've got 5 country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. With all of that said, let's play. Question number one. Between a Rock and a Hard Place is the name of a song by what young country music star who headlined Windy City Smokeout this past summer and was in McHenry last weekend? 3 seconds. We were looking for Bailey Zimmerman. Bailey Zimmerman.
Question number two. Miss Me More is a song sung by what country star from Knoxville, Tennessee?
3 seconds.
Boy, we're really going today.
Yeah.
It was Kelsey Ballerini.
Question number three. Still anyone's game. 0-0. Finish the name of this Brett Young song, Sleep Without What? 3 seconds. Absolutely crushing it. We were looking for you. Sleep Without You.
What an incredible game we've got going on here.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, question number four. Let's see if anybody can get this one. At the end of World War II, quote-unquote, mountaineer string band music began to take shape. That type of music today is better known as what?
Let's go, Jim.
Jim?
I'm going to take a guess. Hillbilly rock.
Is it hillbilly rock? It is not. Alexandria, you got a guess?
I was going to say country music.
Is it country?
It's actually bluegrass.
Bluegrass. All right. Well, I mean, if you guys want these tickets, I don't even know. But we're going to go to this fifth and final question. 0-0. Whoever gets the next question right is going to win these tickets.
Okay.
Who sang the song You're Still the One as the third single from their studio album Come On Over?
Alexandria. Shania Twain.
Is it Shania?
It is.
Alexandria, you're going to Keith Urban in a suite.
Yes.
I like that Austin says, is she correct? And you go, it is.
Yeah, she goes, yeah.
I better know that one.
Right. I was going to say.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. I hope you have a great time at the show. Jim, we've got one more chance tomorrow.
I'll be there.
You'll be there. All right, go ahead and call and try in again, okay?
Bye.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.